Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you heard the broadcast at the top of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 844-322-2742. Whether you live in the U.S. or Canada, that's a toll-free call, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This is our last day of July and last day for our listeners to request a copy of our wonderful resource called Be a Voice. It really is a powerful CD series that really looks at who we are in Christ, what Christ Jesus has done for us. But it's presented in such a way that it challenges you to be a voice for that message out there in the world today. Yeah. And we certainly need more and more people who will rise up and say, Lord, use me. Speak through me. Allow me to be a part of your plan to rescue people out of darkness and place them in to your wonderful light. And that's what this life is all about. Yeah. You know, we have new life in Christ, and we get to share it with others.
Right.
And we do it as we proclaim this good news of Jesus. I love this passage in the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah is seeing a vision of the Lord. And I think when we see a vision of the Lord, we understand what our real needs are. And, you know, as far as needs are concerned, we want to be involved in things that are meeting needs out there in the public arena. And there's lots of needs. There are so many needs. I mean, one of the biggest needs that Christians are involved in and people in general are involved in are providing clean water to people around the globe. There are many people who don't have clean drinking water every single day.
Right.
And there are numerous organizations that are helping to meet that need. And those folks who contribute to those various organizations, they are so excited when they see that a well's been dug at a particular place and that they've helped provide drinking water. And it's an essential need. And there's lots of spiritual needs out there, and that's what Basic Gospel is involved in, is meeting the spiritual needs that are out there in the world today. And here in the book of Isaiah, we see one of the most prominent spiritual needs that there is. So here in Isaiah chapter 6, we read this, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne." So Isaiah has this vision, "high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of his glory.' And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said," so here Isaiah has seen a vision of the Lord, and it just shook his whole entire being. It shook him at the very core. "And he said, 'Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.'" So what happens when a clear vision of the Lord is presented, when somebody sees what God is really like? Well, their needs, their deep spiritual needs, just bubble up to the surface, and they see them for exactly what they are.
Yeah.
Well, what was the need? Well, for Isaiah, he said, "I'm unclean. In light of who God is, I'm unclean." And so what's the need of Isaiah at that particular moment? It was the cleansing touch of the Lord himself. So what are the needs, or what is a specific need that the gospel addresses? Every single one of us are in that same boat, or were in that same boat that Isaiah was in. When we encountered the Lord, when we thought about the Lord, when we heard different passages out of the Word of God, we looked inside and we saw, hey, we're unclean. we're not worthy to be drawn near to God. There's a distance that exists between me and God. What's the need? Spiritual cleansing.
Right.
That cleansing comes through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So what is our joy in meeting spiritual needs? Bringing the cleansing blood of Jesus that is proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus to as many people as possible. We all want to be clean before God. We all want to know that our sins have been forgiven. We all want to know that we are right with our Heavenly Father. There's only one way to know that, and that's through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen what happens. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin is atoned for." Now that's a picture of what Jesus does. He heals us with his cleansing blood. He makes us clean just by that touch. And he takes our guilt away, and he removes our sins forever.
Yeah.
Well, when we ask you to give to Basic Gospel, we're asking you to help meet that need, that particular need in the lives of people all around this world. And thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a voice that helps meet the need for forgiveness and cleansing that so many people experience in the world today. Just like Isaiah. And once that had happened, he heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Go for us." And then Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me."
Yeah.
Once your spiritual need is met in Christ, you want to be sent by Christ to help meet that need in others. That's what this Basic Gospel is all about.
And friends, don't miss your chance to get a copy of the multi-CD teaching series that Bob was talking about. Be a voice that will equip you to earnestly say, "Lord, use me," to share the good news of his grace with others. Make your donation, your most generous gift, by midnight tonight, and you'll receive a copy of Be a Voice. We so appreciate the many of you who month by month stand with us and appreciate your desire to support Basic Gospel through your prayers and through your gifts. But remember, tonight at midnight is the cutoff time to get your copy of Be a Voice. We really want to get one into your hands, friends. Just go online to basicgospel.net, click donate, or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Make your donation today and learn how you too can be a voice, a confident voice, for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, donate at basicgospel.net or make your gift by phone at 844-322-2742. And by the way, if you live outside the U.S. or Canada, PayPal is the best opportunity to donate to Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk to our good friend Brad, who I think prays daily to the Lord to use him to be a voice in this world today. Brad, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hey, Brad.
How you doing? I have waited all month, and this has been a wonderful month, and I don't mean to sound like I'm arrogant or bragging, but I am a voice. But the reason I am a voice is because of my long history with Basic Gospel, Andrew Farley Ministries, and it didn't happen overnight. It's getting better day by day. But one thing that's been so wonderful is that over the years, every single message, when you were talking at Metro or whether you're talking on the radio or in a conference, it always connects together with the gospel, the message of covenant, the reality that we live in Christ. And he put the confidence in. And just like, you know, it's him. It's all about him. And all he asked me to do is rest.
Well, it's one of those things, Brad, that, you know, as I'm listening to you, it reminds me of what Paul said. He's made us competent as ministers of the new covenant. It's all of his work in and through us. And we simply rest. We simply make ourselves available, offer ourselves as living sacrifices, and then he works incredible things in and through us. And I know that's the case for you. God is using you to be an encourager in the life of so many, encouraging people to really stand firm in who they are in Christ and to really rest in the fact that they're eternally secure. So, Brad, we sure are thankful for what God is doing in and through you. It's a blessing to see.
This is a wonderful ministry, and you all are also encouragers, but you're also trainers. You've been a voice. Because you're a voice, I became a voice, and it's just one at a time. We don't have to touch every single person in our town, but one at a time, and it's just amazing what God does with that. And I just love you guys and appreciate you so very much, and thank you for taking my phone call today.
Well, you're so welcome, Brad. Great to hear from you.
Yeah.
Always great to hear from Brad. Last week we heard from one of our viewers on YouTube, and the question came up about eternal security. And someone was saying that the gospel brings eternal security, and they were wondering if that's going too far, if that's going beyond what the Bible has to say about our salvation. So can we say that once we've been saved, that that's eternal, that's forever, that we don't have to worry ever again about our salvation, as the writer of Hebrews says, that we've been saved completely? Is that true? Are we eternally secure in Christ?
Absolutely. Yep. It's all based on Jesus, his victories over sin and death, his living inside of us by the Holy Spirit, who is the seal guaranteeing. I mean, you go over passage after passage after passage, and if I belong to Jesus, I belong to Jesus. Good luck, any of you trying to take me away from him.
Right.
Good luck me if I think I can take myself away from him. He owns me. He could kill me if he wants to, but he doesn't want to. He gives me an abundant life. He gives me his own thoughts, his own abilities, his own self to transform me from the inside out. That is security. And it matters not what I think I've got to do or how I think I fail. And I do fail. But his victory is sufficient even in my failure, especially in my failure.
Well, it was his joy. I mean, it was Christ's joy to save us. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. What was that joy? To save us.
Yeah.
And when he saved us completely. Well, what does that mean? He gave us his life. And his life is indestructible. That's what the writer of Hebrews says. His life is indestructible. There is nothing that can take away the life of Christ. That life is now living in me. If you're a believer, that life is now living in you. You have an indestructible life, which means you are saved forever.
Yes.
So if you fall short of saying that you're saved forever, you're not really teaching the gospel. You're teaching a weak version of the gospel, but you're not teaching the truth. You're not teaching the fullness of the gospel. The gospel is Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection, which means eternal security for each and every one of us who have come to him by faith.
Absolutely.
That's the good news. So, no, saying that you're eternally secure is not going too far.
Absolutely. And that's the good news that you hear daily on Basic Gospel. Keep in mind, friends, that we're streaming live video each day, so you can join us on our Facebook and YouTube channels. It might be fun to see what goes on inside the studio.
Yes, indeed. And we're so grateful for all of those who are finding that YouTube live and Facebook live. It's great having that audience as well,
along with
our radio audience. Yeah. So, let's go to Fairfax, Virginia, and talk with our friend Chris. Hi, Chris. You're on the air, my friend.
Hi, guys. I wanted to ask a question that I think has to do with being a voice. And that is, what do I do with my life? Or namely, if I have the choice between multiple avenues of being a voice, which one do I choose? I've heard and seen people make statements such as, this certain activity is life-giving, or this activity isn't life-giving. And I think I know what they mean. You know, it's easy, it's fun, they're good at it, they can do it for hours on end without getting tired. But we know that it's not an activity that brings life, it's Jesus. So I wanted to ask, does that truth that only Jesus gives us life, does that truth perhaps give us other considerations when choosing a particular avenue of being a voice in addition to the ones that I mentioned already?
Well, good question, Chris. I think as far as being a child of God, that gives us purpose in whatever arena that we choose. So if I'm an athlete and I'm a good athlete and I can be a professional athlete, I'm just giving a really hypothetical example here. If I could be a professional athlete, you know, what would I do? I would play basketball. That would be my purpose as a professional basketball player. But if I'm a child of God who plays basketball professionally, then I have a purpose that transcends just the playing of the game. I'm a representative of Christ in that professional basketball arena. So I have an opportunity to be an ambassador, to be a voice within that sphere of influence. If I'm a medical doctor, then the purpose of my profession is to help people medically. Well, that's a noble purpose, but I have something as a child of God that transcends that. So if I'm a child of God practicing medicine, then I have a great opportunity to meet with people who are physically hurting, and in that, to be able to bring some healing to their souls as well, because they're going to be wide open to listening to some truth. So there's purpose in anything that we do that transcends just that particular purpose of that particular profession. We're children of God. We're ambassadors. We represent the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, wherever we are. And so in those spheres of influence, we can be that ambassador, be a voice for the good news of Jesus Christ. So does Christ need representatives in business? Yes, he does. Does he need representatives in the medical profession or in politics or in law? And the answer is yes, he does. Does he need, you know, Christian teachers, representatives in the school system? Absolutely. And so if we see ourselves as children of God with this heavenly purpose of being a voice, being a part of this royal priesthood who has been called out to declare the excellencies of the one who called us out of darkness into light, boy, it gives just so much value in everything that we set our hands to.
As someone who's
lost the connection, apparently.
Well, it sounds like it. Well, Chris, hope that was helpful. We certainly appreciate your call.
Yes, we do. And friends, it's a genuine pleasure to share the good news of Jesus Christ on Basic Gospel every day, and we deeply appreciate all of those of you who stand with us month by month to keep this ministry on the air. And if you haven't already done so, why, we invite you to join with us in the blessing of giving and to help Basic Gospel to continue to be a voice on the airwaves and online. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. By midnight tonight, if you can, and we'll send you a copy of the empowering CD series we've been talking about called Be a Voice. It will teach you how to be a voice for the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk with Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. How you doing?
We're doing fine. What's on your mind today?
Well, my question is this. Well, shoot, I can't get out like I did with Michelle.
Well, something about forgiveness to others and not letting them take advantage of you after you've forgiven them?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's a great question.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, we as believers, we think we're supposed to act like doormats, just let people walk all over us. But that's not what forgiveness is all about, and that's not what relationships are all about. So I think we have to separate these things. If somebody has offended you, has wronged you, then you want to extend forgiveness. You want to be gracious and kind to them. But that doesn't mean that you're in extending that forgiveness to them, that you're saying to them, you can continue to take advantage of me. You don't want that. You don't need that. That's not what you're called to do. So I think in forgiving, you forgive the offense, but you say, hey, I'm not going to let you treat me like that anymore. I'm not going to let you take advantage of me. And so I think you take a stand on that. But if they offend you again, you forgive. You can't control how they're going to behave towards you. All you can do is control how you're going to respond and react, and hopefully forgiveness is what's going to come out of you. But I think if a relationship becomes toxic, if somebody continues to take advantage, I think you move away from that relationship. And I think that's the way you prevent them from abusing or taking advantage of you ever again. You just remove yourself from the relationship.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, hope.
And my second question was this. Where is it that it says, no longer will a man say, know the Lord, all will know me, I'll write my laws on their minds and their hearts? Where does it say that?
Well, it says that in a couple of places. Jeremiah 31 is where it's first written. But then the writer of Hebrews takes that and uses it in his letter. So we see those words in Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 through 12, and also Hebrews chapter 10, verses 17 through 18. So those are the places you're going to find it. I would encourage you or direct you to Hebrews chapter 8, to verses 10 through 12. Copy those down on a piece of paper. Those are the four promises of the new covenant in those two verses. Those are the four promises that will change your life.
Hebrews 8, 10 through 12.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Mary Jo. Thanks for your call.
Yes, indeed. A question from John. Very quickly, he says, would you please explain sanctification, what it is, and how we become sanctified?
Well, we become sanctified by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the gospel. What that means is that we're now set apart. So the word sanctified, that's exactly what it means, to be set apart. So we were a part of the world. Now through the work of the Holy Spirit, through the work of the gospel, we're set apart from that world. We're set apart to live in the newness of life that God has called us to in Christ Jesus. So it's the same root word as holy. What does holy mean? It means to be set apart. So the blood of Jesus Christ has made us holy, has set us apart, has sanctified us once and for all. So once you've been sanctified, you've been set apart forever. No need to try to get more and more sanctified. You can't get any more sanctified than you are right now.
Sanctifieder.
That's right. That's right. So you've been set apart by God, by the work of the Holy Spirit, the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. He set you apart from the world for new life in Christ Jesus. Now that you have that new life in Christ, you have been sanctified forever.
Yeah.
So that's good news.
That is wonderful news.
Don't let anybody try to tell you that you need more sanctification. You're as sanctified as you will ever get because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
We love for hearing from you, our friends, and one of the fine ways that you can contact the ministry and pose your question is through our app, and it's available, of course, through the App Store. Please remember, friends, that Basic Gospel depends upon you, our listeners, your generosity to keep the good news coming. And when you make your donation before midnight tonight, we have that special gift for you. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone that gift to 844-322-2742. It's the last day of the month. We'd love to hear from you. And we're going to send you our multi-CD series that we've been talking about all month called Be a Voice. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Just click the donate link and that'll take you where you need to go. Well, thanks for being with us for Basic Gospel today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, for Greg, and all the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.